Why, oh why, can't we just work and die? Why not just be convenient to the maximum, where no one yells, and we finally perfectly fit? Because we're each meant to grow all the way up and become a great being. We are each a creature of the universe first. We are more than just an earthly human. We are emerged from chaos and granted a perfect little amount of time. This period of time that we call life is meant for beautiful, great, epic, and precious things. Ever since parents started using schools as a convenient babysitter, the teachers began to pretend to teach, and under great threat, the students did not protest. To trick anybody into false beliefs, be it that education is magically effective, or that they have to serve all their life, and only after their death will they get their reward, is a terrible betrayal that shuts the whole world down. The goo of spoiled kids that became false leaders actually wants you to be a wage slave, and then for you or your children to be quietly shipped off to fight in their wars. Not because they have a plan, but because they are a failure. It is not some grand design or hope of peace, but failure that leads to war. The hope of peace recognizes that we are one and simply puts an end to indoctrination that divides us. To make this happen, the world just needs effective education, where progress is rewarded not with grades, but with money, like everything else. Here, we will be using the concept of money to help humanity rise, instead of keeping it down in the shackles of poverty. To get a quiet job is the sweetest, most fun, and the easiest thing you can do. You have to learn that when something is that good, it is not actually good for you at all. You see, dark ages cannot be stopped. They can only be prevented. So there is a tipping point of no return. You are now living in the prevention era. And if you and your peers can rise to become great beings, the curse of false, uneducated leaders with no vision will be lifted, and you will have prevented all the misery. You have been taught that in some areas, people are just different. But that is false. We are all the same, with extremely minor genetic variations that have no real impact. It is the culture, the programming, what parents teach or leave out, the propaganda, the lies, the scheming, the manipulation, the poverty that divides us. You can't afford to have a job. It is not that age anymore. You have now been charged with growing all the way up and becoming a great being. From the perspective of the stars, you are seen as royalty. And there is, in fact, a crown. To gain the triple crown, you have to walk the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. And in the years that it takes you to rise to this challenge, you will need to listen to profound non-fiction written by great beings. The narrated books at the library are your intellectual inheritance, especially the ones held in high regard by all the world's clear-thinking intellectuals. The inheritance of wisdom and the culture of great beings is the beginning of your real and effective education. You are right. High school is fake. You know it from cramming, you know it from inaccurate grades, you know it from bad teachers. But you are wrong to just sit there pretending to learn. Don't be a tool. Prevent the predictable future from occurring. Claim your crown. Accept your intellectual inheritance. Become a great being and guide others to rise just the same. Your legacy must be a powerful save game that helps those after you get an instant boost to the heights that you have personally reached. Start as soon as you can. Practice camping and hiking so that you may make room in your mind for listening to all the great books, for your intellectual inheritance.